Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. My guest is American Manganese Chief Technical Officer Zarko Masalgia. Zarko, welcome to Company Showcase.
Thank you, Jim.
Zarko, talk about being close to the scene of the most action at American Manganese. You're at the new demonstration plant. Can you maybe describe the beast for us and what exactly it does?
Yeah, first I just want to apologize for any of the noise. I've tucked away into a quiet corner. But we're here, and I will get to more of the information in the demonstration plant. But I think one that every listeners are waiting to hear about is our latest press release, which was the life cycle assessment that was announced. And, you know, that was announced under our new branding as Recyclico. And I just want to start off saying, you know, what is the life cycle assessment, and how did we get to these numbers, and what was evaluated? And so from our end as a company, we took data from Recyclico and our flow sheet that was modeled in a software called Metsim. And within this model, there's over 1,500 streams of inputs and outputs in the flow sheet that account for every small detail within the process. And then that data was compared to a report, a technical report that was published in 2022 on the LCA study of recycled NMC cathode materials. And this competing hydromet process that's explained in this report is what we commonly see as the individual extraction of metals and then the further refining of those materials into precursors. And in short, as we see in the report, is that Recyclico produces 166% less CO2 equivalent emissions, or as we calculated, 17,000 tons of CO2 per gigawatt hour of NMC material recycled. Now you can imagine the scale of this and the savings when you extrapolate that number over the current and planned gigawatt production announced globally. And then this global warming potential really is just—it's a baseline model that I use over 100 years for greenhouse gases, and it's measured in the unit as kilograms of CO2 equivalent. And as for the primary extraction that we announced in the life cycle assessment, our comparison to primary extraction, or what we define as the traditional mining and refining, is we also see that this is lower, and this is based on a global average. So now we have these values, and we can more accurately compare them on a case-by-case basis. So, for example, if you're mining in certain countries, that delta or variance on the CO2 emissions can be even greater, as, you know, mining can be so spread out on a case-by-case basis. And then we also, in the LCA report, we received some questions on what it means in the fossil fuel depletion category, where we showed a little higher than the competing technologies. And here, throughout the report, you know, the biggest contributor is the natural gas to our boiler. And this is a part of the process which is used as part of the lithium crystallization and evaporation phase. Now, you have to remember that this LCA, and like all the work and R&D work we do, is an iterative process, and it helps us, you know, evaluate what the best commercial deployment strategy is. And it gives us a chance to see where we can improve without negative impact in another stream. So, for instance, maybe we can use electricity instead of natural gas, but then we have to also evaluate what are the cost implications and the other categories. And I know some listeners ask to read the full report. And, you know, there is sensitive information in that report, and we will look to do more deep dives on the details. We're happy to answer any questions and maybe even take some extracts to make publicly available. So stay tuned for that as we put these things together. And now, as a demonstration plant, if the noise isn't already driving you crazy, as I speak here, I can tell you the initial stages of the demo plant are running smoothly. And as we move from stage to stage, I need to, I'd like listeners to understand that there's going to be this element of learning and validating. And as we learn and validate, we're transferring this knowledge towards the commercial design. And we already are in discussions with equipment suppliers regarding these commercial design requirements, kind of what is available at certain sizes, and as we put all of this together. So it's good that we learn it at this scale. So as we get bigger, we know we have everything is right and to the accurate size. Now, this is, remind people, this is a one-of-a-kind plant, and we're not sitting idle. Right now, throughout the operation, we have day shift with 8 operators, and night shift, we have 6. And, I can say, as I see it myself, everyone's working really hard around the clock making this happen. And, I couldn't be more proud of the work that's happened here as, now I look at the demonstration plant and how far we've come. So we'll be providing updates as they come. And, I think that's it for me, Jim. Thank you.
And Sarco, for people new to American Manganese, what does the company do and how can they find out more information about it and where are you traded?
Yeah, so with American Manganese and transitioning here to Recyclico, we are a battery materials company focused on our recycling and upcycling of lithium ion battery materials or waste lithium ion battery materials. You can find information on us at www.americanmanganeseinc.com as well as www.recyclico.com, and we are traded under the ticker symbol AMY on the TSXV, AMYZF on the OTCQB, and 2AM on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange.
Sarco, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, Jim.
My guest has been American Manganese Chief Technical Officer Sarco Masalgia. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on July 15th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.